This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, called Monday for his supporters to take to the streets after a hastily organized court ordered him jailed for 30 days. The makeshift court, set up in a police station on the outskirts of Moscow, where Navalny was being held, agreed to a request from prosecutors for Navalny to be kept in custody until February 15th. Political analyst Maria Littman says Navalny needed to go back to Russia in order to be heard.
During the days leading to his return, the government made it very clear he would be arrested right upon arrival, but that failed to intimidate him. He will continue to be a problem behind the bars or not, and the government will have to deal with that.
The U.S. Capitol complex was shut down for about an hour Monday out of an abundance of caution after a small fire broke out nearby, the U.S. Secret Service said. The Secret Service says there is no threat to the public in a tweet. The lockdown follows the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol of Republican in Washington, D.C. by Trump supporters, some of whom called for the death of Republican Vice President Mike Pence as he presided over the certification of Democrat Biden's November election victory. Shops in Greece reopened for the first time in 2 months Monday as the government took its first steps towards easing coronavirus restrictions to try to breathe life into the retail sector. Retailers selling non-essential items were allowed to serve customers under heavy restrictions, with shoppers required to register by instant message and book appointments with hair salons. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization chief lambasted drug makers' profits and vaccine inequalities at the opening of the WHO executive board meeting. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus condemned an imbalance in vaccine distribution globally.
It's not right that younger, healthier adults in rich countries are vaccinated before health workers and older people in poorer countries.
Tedros gave the example of Guinea as a poor country whose most vulnerable are nowhere near protected.
The world is on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure.
He noted the WHO COVAX program has so far secured 2 billion doses. The program aims to get vaccines out to all countries, rich or poor, based on need. I'm Karen Chamas.
Facebook said Monday it had started the process of appointing a legal entity as a local representative in Turkey in compliance with a new social media law, but said this would not change the company's community standards. Facebook said in a statement if it faces pressure on those standards or the global process for reviewing government requests, it will withdraw the representative. Critics have said the law muzzles dissent from people who have turned to online platforms as Ankara has tightened its grip on mainstream media. A tradition among United States presidents is in peril this year. AP's Rita Foley reports.
It started in 1989. Outgoing President Reagan left a kind handwritten note in the Oval Office for incoming President George H.W. Bush. It featured a cartoon that read, "Don't let the turkeys get you down." Reagan said he would be praying for Bush. Bush left a note for Bill Clinton, too. "Your success now is our country's success. I am rooting hard for you." And so it was that departing presidents began leaving warm handwritten notes for their successors in the Oval Office. But will Donald Trump leave a friendly letter for President-elect Biden? No answer to that question yet, though President Trump is refusing to attend Biden's inauguration. I'm Rita Foley.
A newly elected Republican congresswoman known for promoting QAnon conspiracy theories accused Twitter of censorship Sunday after her account was temporarily suspended for multiple violations. Marjorie Taylor Greene was hit with the 12-hour suspension after she tweeted claims of alleged election fraud in Georgia, her home state. Twitter flagged at least two tweets as disputed and prevented them from being shared or retweeted, saying they carried the risk of violence. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.